Hello and welcome to Above the Laughs, the comedy podcast that takes place above the world-famous Laugh Factory in Chicago. I'm your host, Matt Sharamonte, and today I sat down with a guy by the name of Dior Sharp. Dior is the sound engineer at Laugh Factory. He works there every night in the sound booth, bringing comics on and off stage. He does the intro at the beginning. If you come see a show, you'll hear his voice. It's a very cool voice, and I was excited to record it. He's new to the comedy world, but over the past few months, he's watched more stand-up comedy than probably a lot of stand-up comics, you know, in Chicago. He has a really cool take on comedy. I think it's a really interesting point of view. It was really cool sitting down with him. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did. Please give a listen to my conversation with Dior Sharp. Everybody, I am Matt Sharamonte, podcasting from Above Laugh Factory, Chicago. Today I am speaking with Dior Sharp.
Hey, hey!
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, you know, enjoying this lovely Chicago weather.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, 9 degrees outside.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Dior, you work here.
Right.
What's your official title?
My official title is Sound Tech.
All right. So you're here every night.
Every night, yes.
Running the sound for music and.
Yep, here every night running the sound, the music, any effects or you know anything that the comedian wants special for his show.
Right.
You know, kind of like the AV, audio visual.
Right.
You know, handle the TVs and everything else as well.
You're in control of everything. Without
right.
you, the
without me, this place goes to the ground.
You're the glue that holds it all together. It's an interesting job. It's a cool job to have, especially because you. Like you watch, you do not. Your most of your job is just watching stand up comics.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like once all the sound gets set up, my job is pretty much done until the next comic gets on or off stage.
Right.
So once I do my job and the comedian's on stage, I mean the rest of my job is pretty much you know watching them. You know, and I can help critique if I want, or maybe hop on the computer or something. But most of the time, you know, me being a comedy fan,
yeah.
I like to watch the comedians.
Okay. Were you? A comedy fan prior to this job, or
well, I was a comedy fan, but not as much as I am now. I'm from Indiana,
right.
So in Indiana we don't have improv.
You guys don't have comedy.
We don't have comedy, you know. Me coming here, this is my first time watching live comedy.
Yeah.
So and then I've been hooked ever since.
Right. For people who haven't been to the Laugh Factory a lot, like we, there's a lot of regulars that come through,
right?
And will have their acts that they'll do and people mix it up, but for the most part, you know, an act stays the same on a day-to-day basis. So are you hearing a lot of the same material over and over again too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I can probably like do other people's material.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably literally go on stage and do their whole act
down to the I've heard like you backstage when I've been hanging out up here and just where you'll get it to the punchline to like the closing bit after a punchline.
Yeah.
You know the pauses
everything. Yeah, you know, I watch them every night and yeah, so everyone pretty much does the same act. They may throw in a new joke every now and then, but
right.
pretty much is the same act.
And how long have you been doing this?
I started here at the end of October, beginning of November, so about 3-4 months.
Okay, and you said you hadn't seen much, you know, live comedy and stuff, so did that surprise you when you started to notice that they were doing the same material?
That surprised me the most, like,
yeah.
I mean, this being my first time, I watched it, I'm like, oh man, and the way they say things, like, these comedians are good, like, the way they say it makes you think they just came up with it off the top of their head.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh man, he's a genius.
And it feels natural.
It feels natural,
like
which is good for them, you know.
Yeah.
But after watching them, they do the exact.
Even the crowd work part of it, like
the crowd work, the exact same pauses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like everything. It's like watching a movie and just rewinding it.
I feel like we're gonna like get in trouble with stand-up comics. Like you're
know,
like pulling
right?
the mask off, and you're like, God, it's revealed.
I know. Right? Can I change my name?
Yeah, yeah. We won't actually release this. No, that is bizarre. Like that. And then you speak to the comics too a little bit, right?
Right.
You need to check them in,
yeah.
and kind of
talk
take
to everyone.
Care. What kind of relationship do you have with comics?
I'm actually pretty cool with them. Like I said, when they first come in, they check with me, you know, go over the sound. I show them where the light is so they know when to get off stage
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I've gained a pretty good relationship with some comics. And I originally came here as a director of videographer.
Right.
So I started doing like teasers for Laugh Factory, like short videos.
Mm-hmm. Like performances and stuff?
Well, for example, when Felipe Esparza came, mm-hmm. I created like a trailer teaser advertising him to come.
Oh, okay.
So people knew he was coming. And I did like the Thanksgiving video, stuff like that. And it, but once I became sound tech full time, it kind of got away from doing videos.
Right.
But so video is my first passion and what I originally came here for. So when I talk to the comedians, they know that. Mm-hmm. So I have a good relationship with them, and I'm also starting to work with them on the side doing videos.
Yeah.
Like filming their sketches.
Oh, that's great. So,
and filming their stand-ups and like little pilot TV show ideas and stuff like that. So it's pretty neat.
So it's cool, yeah, for both parts that right. you get. I mean, you get to hang out here and do this job, and then you're also making connections with comedians, which
exactly.
is great. Excellent. So, and you said, I know that you've done a lot of videography work, and we can plug you have a YouTube channel or your videos that you've worked on.
Yeah, on YouTube, just go to Signature Films, or you can go to my Facebook page, Dior B Sharp, and all my videos
right.
on there.
And that's your real name is Dior Sharp, right?
Yes, Dior
that's
Sharp.
That's not a stage name.
It's not.
It's the coolest name ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, while videography is your passion and stuff,
right.
you said, well, listening to all this stand-up comedy and how you can recite it, have you considered, you know, getting up there yourself and giving it a try?
You know, after watching, you know, everybody does this. Mm-hmm. After watching it for so long, you start thinking, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, until you go up there and bomb.
Right.
But, so I've been thinking, I was like, you know what? I think I can do that. You mm-hmm. know, I just watch it every single night. So I'm like starting to convince myself to go give it a try.
Right.
And just for fun, I start writing stuff, and every now and then, a couple of jokes here and there, a couple one-liners here
right.
and there. So whenever I can actually get the guts enough to go on stage and put it to work,
yeah.
we'll see.
Yeah, I think you should try it. What do you see a lot of different kinds of audiences come in, like
yeah.
size-wise and like where people are out of town? Like, what do you think? I don't know if you can tell from up here, but is there like an ideal audience that you think works best, like at Laugh Factory? Like, what do you think for? Because you've seen comics go up and bomb and
right.
and then do well with the same material, right?
Right. Yeah.
Or maybe like even like a show that you're like, I don't know.
Well, definitely I would say the 10 o'clock show, because you know, there's two shows a night. There's 8 o'clock and there's 10 o'clock. But the 8 o'clock is kind of, people are still getting off work
mm-hmm.
and maybe going to dinner. You know, or some people come here expecting to get dinner here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it kind of puts them in a bad mood if they don't get what they want. So who knows, they might. But the 10 o'clock show, they've already ate, they've already been home, they've already changed, and they're now ready for a night of just fun.
Yeah.
So I would say the late crowd is definitely a little bit more, you know, nicer than the regular crowd. But also, I think it depends on the comedian. The comedian can also, I'm not a comedian, so I can't really say too much, but just me watching, observing, I would say that the comedian would have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we have a younger crowd, he can maybe get into some of his dirtier jokes. If
right.
he has an older crowd, he might want to steer away from that, you know?
Right.
So, I would say the later crowd, and also it's up to the comedian to kind of read the crowd and kind of adapt to it and go
right.
from there.
And that, so while they're, you know, you said their material doesn't change much.
Right.
You, like, seeing all that, you're able to notice, like, those slight changes that comics have to make. Or,
right.
you know, especially if a crowd is already, you've already seen, like, comics come up and not do well with the crowd.
Right.
And as they come.
I noticed they attack the crowd, you
yeah.
know, if the crowd's not laughing. And I always find it kind of weird, because if your joke doesn't go over, I think it's, well, in my opinion, I think it's worse when you point it out yourself. Like,
yeah.
oh, that wasn't funny to you guys? You don't want to laugh
oh,
at that?
Yeah.
You know, like, comedians do that.
Yeah.
But instead of, like, if it doesn't go, just keep going.
Just
move on to the next joke.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know, so some comedians have different ways of, you know, handling that.
Mm-hmm. It's such a unique kind of point of view that you have that you can, like
yeah.
where there's probably comics who have been, you know, doing it for years
right.
who don't have this perspective you have just because you're literally watching hours of stand-up comedy
right.
every night and watching different acts progress and stuff. It's a really cool, cool job.
It's like I'm becoming a comedy critic or something.
Yeah, you definitely could. All right. Well, I was going to ask you something else, and it has escaped me. let me just. Let me try that all over again. Video wise,
mm-hmm.
what do you think that? How do you think video could help the stand up world, especially in Chicago, where it's hard to keep comics once they make a name for themselves.
Right.
As comics make a name for themselves, they tend to be like, okay, well, now people know who I am in Chicago, I should leave and go
right.
to LA or New York. I mean, it doesn't need to be video, but since that's your expertise, do you think there are different things that even like a club like Laugh Factory can do to kind of keep comics?
Well, for some reason, L.A. is like the place that everyone wants to migrate to, sure. You know, go to. So that's like the first thing they do. And after talking to a lot of comics, the word around in the comedy world is Chicago is the place to hone and perfect your skills. And then you go out to L.A. and start all over.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's kind of crazy because me being a filmmaker, I'm looking at Chicago as like becoming the next L.A. in the next few years. Yeah. You know? I mean, they do movies. They do shows here. It's the biggest place for comedy. They just built a $180 million film studio,
right,
which is the biggest outside of Hollywood. So, I mean, I would say in order to keep the comics here, just make it more appealing to the comics as they do in L.A., which is, like you said, video.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of filmmakers here, they charge so much to do video, so not a lot of comics have videos, you know? They don't have, like, videos of a stand-up. Or if they do have it on YouTube, it's maybe their friend.
Yeah, it's just cell phone.
A cell phone. Yeah. So it's not good quality, and you can't really hear, or you can't really see them.
Right.
So, but if you actually have a good quality video, as if they paid, or as if it was on Comedy Central.
Yeah, like you have a reel.
A real professional video. Yeah. If we provide that for more comics, I think that would enable them to stay here because, you know, I mean, that's pretty big to actually have good video, quality video of yourself because YouTube and the internet, I mean, it's huge now.
Right.
You know, a producer or someone from, you know, a big network can just go on YouTube and if you have millions of views, then that's all you know.
Yeah, it's free publicity.
And it's free publicity, exactly. So, and especially like I've talked to a couple of people here, and once you're big here in Chicago and you have to start all over in L.A., like, that's kind of like a bummer because what if you don't make it out of that, you know, out of the roughness? What if you don't make it back to the top like you did in Chicago?
Right.
So if you're already here at the top in Chicago, let's, you know, make a name for yourself here and then establish yourself here. I mean, like me, you talked about, instead of going to L.A. and being, you know, a small fish in a pond with hundreds of thousands, millions of other fish,
right,
why not, you know, start it here where it's not happening that big and be like the big fish in a small pond?
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
And you're right. And with more jobs becoming available through filming more things here, then that gives comics other things to do. It gives, you know, all kinds of creative types reason to stay.
Exactly.
And to establish themselves even more. Okay, great. Well, I had two more questions. Okay. Do you have a favorite stand-up comedian that you see perform here? I don't want to make you pick favorites, but who's one that, like, when they're in, you're like, you're excited to see? Or...
I like all the comics.
Very safe answer.
I like all you guys.
Who do you hate the most?
Aaron Weaver. I'm just kidding. No, I like Aaron. No, I like a lot of the comics. They all have different styles.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, I would have to say Judah Friedlander.
Yeah.
I say that because his style of comedy, he doesn't really tell jokes. He doesn't really tell stories. He kind of goes off all crowd interaction, and it makes it seem like he's freestyling it or coming off of the top of the head. And it's like, it's brilliant. To me, it's like he found a loophole in the comedy world because it's brilliant. It's perfect. And he's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. He was here a few weeks ago, right?
Yep, he was here a few weeks ago. He's been here a couple of times.
Yeah, that's great. He's on 30 Rock, just for people who don't know who he is.
Yeah, he's on 30 Rock.
And I think he had a book come out. But that's awesome. Great. And so you're also the voice of Laugh Factory, right?
Yeah, yes.
So I was wondering if, to close out our little interview here, if you wanted to do the opening to here. Because you have a great opening voice. I know that wasn't even, I don't even know if that was part of the job description when you got it. Like, well, you have to, like, audition your voice because you came in to do videography.
Exactly. So, I mean, even doing sound wasn't part of my job description originally. Mm-hmm. You know, just shooting and editing, doing videos.
Right.
And then I kind of worked my way into sound.
I may sub for you doing sound in the future, and I'm worried that I'm not going to live up to the voice level when I'm like, hey, everybody, welcome to Laugh Factory. They're like, oh, no, thanks. We're going to go. Where's the regular guy? So could you give it one,
okay,
one time?
Okay, I see what I can do.
All right.
You put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. You can get right up on the mic and just let it go. All right. Everyone's clapping.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And
I won't make you do it. That's fine. That's fine. But you could tell, folks. Come to the Come to the Laugh Factory see a show. And when you hear that voice, you'll know that it is Dior Sharp.
That's right.
Dior, thanks for sitting down with me and talking.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was great. So come here and check out your on YouTube. What's the
Signature Films?
Signature Films. And if you need some videography done, or you're directing,
feel free to contact me.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for Dior and I. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Join us next time when we talk to somebody else in the comedy world on Above the Laughs.